Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello, and welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, your weekly pod to help you, your family, and friends save more money. My name is Michelle Baltazar. I'm the editor-in-chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. Today, I'm joined by an amazing woman. I say she's amazing because she is going to help thousands of Australians take a deep, cathartic, collective breath after she published a book fantastically titled Stop Worrying About Money. Okay, I'm already sold just from the topic alone. Besides being a published author, she is also a chartered tax advisor, company board member, and a veteran business executive helping high net worth families and business owners build, manage, and preserve their wealth. Her name is Jackie Clark. Jackie, thank you for joining us.
Michelle, it's a real pleasure to be here today.
I am so excited. I've read the book. I highly recommend it. You've written several chapters there really around the book title. I mean, the book title says it all, right? But tell me, what stopped you in your tracks and, you know, made you think, I really need to write a book about this?
That's a great question. Look, I reflected on my career, having advised, yes, wealthy families for about 30 years. I'd also helped a lot of people. And for me, it was simply about helping more people. There's only so much capacity we have in our lives. And I thought writing a book would be the best way to reach more people and help them out.
Amazing. Now, I'm not sure about our listeners today, but this is the first time I've come across the term expense creep, which you mentioned in the book. So this whole podcast is really just about unpacking what this means. So tell us what that means in your world.
Certainly. So it's a real phenomenon, expense creep, and I'll tie it in with income and expense creep. And it's naturally, I guess I can ask you the direct question, Michelle, but if you think back to your university days and how you lived as a university student or even as a postgraduate, does that differ to today? So the easiest thing to look at is the bottle of wine that you now buy. So when you were back at university.
Do you have like a camera focused on my house? Like we bought quite a few bottles for Mother's Day, to be honest. But yes, now I'm thinking about it. Student days, you know, I knew exactly how much I have for, you know, noodle soup or something like that. But now every payday, I come up with something to spend my money on.
That's right. And so I think our expenses or our lifestyle naturally is enhanced as our income increases. I think the question we all need to ask ourselves is, are we making the right choices about our money? So naturally, this phenomenon of expense creep captures all of us because we like the idea of the empowerment of earning money, and then we spend more of it as we have more of it.
Yes. Yes. And I feel like there's a little bit of a trend now, though, about over-consumerism. So people certainly are becoming more aware of it. Now, in your book, there is a way to see if you are an expense creepologist, you know, an expert at expense creeping. But let's say, for example, you had this question, did you receive a pay rise and buy something new? Now, of course you would, because you want to mark that pay rise, for example. But isn't that fair? Like, you want to reward yourself when something like that happens.
Well, I think this goes through this whole reward process that we take ourselves through. Can you imagine if the reward was paying that pay rise off your mortgage, for example? Is there another really similar one, Michelle, that I talk about often is people waiting for their tax refund. So people will naturally spend that on something like a reward. It's almost like free money because it feels like you didn't have to earn it. You just had to submit your tax return and there comes a refund. But the best thing you can do with that, of course, is put that aside or set that into a savings plan or program as opposed to spending it.
Yes. Now, before you know that you have gone over your expenses or that, you know, you've just spent that $50 that you really didn't need to spend, is that first of all, you have to know what your expense budget is. And I don't feel a lot of people are serious about budgeting X amount per month on whatever it is that they're doing. Is that what you're finding as well? Like, do you advise people or recommend people sit down and put a budget together? Because not a lot of people want to do a budget.
No, look, I'm well aware of that, Michelle, and I really encourage people, and the first part of this book is really getting people to nail their baseline costs. So do people know their open the front door costs at home? And so this is an exercise that I encourage people to do, you know, when they finish this podcast today, get open up the internet banking, get a piece of paper or back of an envelope, as I'd say, and start documenting all of the costs that are going through your statements and your credit cards for the month. You need to know exactly what it costs to open your front door. You don't necessarily need to do a budget at all, but you need to be really aware of what the costs are. And I'm talking about rent or mortgage, insurance, your Netflix and your other subscriptions. All of those typical living costs are really critical that you're aware of what they are as a first step in managing costs.
But Jackie, that just feels like a lot of hard work, to be honest. I mean, what are your expectations? Like, again, from your experience, do you find that you have to hold your client's hand to go through this? Is it just a matter of setting aside a weekend to even just cover the, as you correctly pointed out, your open your front door expenses?
I think it's a couple of hours of work, Michelle. I don't think it's a weekend. And I do have to hold some people's hands to do this. And for some clients, I even go as far to help them extract the CSV files from their internet banking so that I can actually perform this service with them, if you like, to make sure that they can nail their open the front door costs. But actually, it's a really essential step in financial ownership in terms of where you're headed in life.
All right. Well, certainly before we finish this episode, we want to go through maybe your top five tips or recommendations on how to build wealth. How do you prevent expense creep? What are the five things that you would say they could do?
Well, look, the number one thing is to actually to set a financial goal. So I look at it, say, a three to five year horizon, and I'd encourage people to set financial goals around that horizon. So in terms of a life plan, what are the things they'd like to be doing in 5 years' time, and how can they set financial goals to align with that? And then I think once you've got the goal set, you come back to things like, am I putting any money aside for savings? And if you start with a goal such as 5% of savings, you might increase that over a horizon or timeline of 3 to 5 years. That in turn gives you the opportunity to consider investing. And so then that's the next step. Once you've got the savings set up, you consider investing.
All right. So saving and investing, what else?
Well, the key thing is to arrest the expense creep. So once you have a plan, you've got the opportunity to make clearer choices around how you spend your money. And if you're working towards a goal, it makes it a whole lot easier. So I think that's also quite critical.
Now there you have it. So we can name it. Now that we can name it, we can manage it. That's what I'm telling myself right now. So with expense creep, now let's talk about the long-term planning, as you rightly pointed out. So tell us, what are your maybe top three or top five tips on building wealth?
Well, the first thing is to not put your head in the sand about it, Michelle. So I think a lot of people consider delegating this to somebody else. If you're in a relationship, it's likely that somebody in your household takes the financial responsibility. And I think that you're leaving yourself really exposed there, because this can lead to a reduction or a loss in your financial literacy. And that's something that I think all Australians need to work on. So probably that's the number one thing. In terms of other things, apart from building a savings plan, investing, making sure that you do your research before you invest in things. And then the other thing is having the right people around you. So I talk about a personal finance village. So making sure that you've got trusted people that can guide you to make non-emotional money decisions. And they can be accountants, lawyers, financial advisors. It could be a son-in-law or a father-in-law, but somebody who's actually qualified to guide you. And make sure that you confirm people have the right qualifications and that they are genuine qualifications before you tap into their skills.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we probably don't have time to talk about scams or investment strategies or investment products that aren't right. But like you said, do your research. Jackie, I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. But once again, thank you so much. It gives me great relief to know that there's a book out there now that says Stop Worrying About Money. And now I can name it. It's Expense Creep and How to Stop That. So thank you for joining us today.
Spot on, Michelle, and thank you for having me.
No dramas. Now, if you're interested to know more about Jackie Clark, we've actually published one of your extracts called The Financial Infidelity. So I believe that's in our March issue. Before we go, don't forget that if you enjoy listening to the Friends with Money podcast, we'd love for you to recommend it to your own friends and family, or you can help us out by leaving a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. You can also send in any questions, comments, or even topics you'd love for us to cover through our dedicated email, which is podcast@moneymag.com.au. And finally, make sure you head over to moneymag.com.au for all the latest financial news and stories. Make us part of your personal finance village. That's it for this episode. I'm Michelle Baltasar. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.